Got it, Rex. No, they're separate tests. Compression test is 150. A head gasket test, it really depends on what's going on with the car, whether we need a bleed or not. What car is it? Three point 6 liter. Those are a little bit hard to test, so the only way to test those is to sort of drive them and see if they overheat. How many k's are on the car? Normally they're pretty decent at those sort of k's. A pre-purchase inspection is 180. And then on the day, we normally judge what else we need to do. So if it needs compression test, or, you know, we need to test for head gaskets or any other tests, normally we can pick that by, you know, having a look at the car and just having a listen to that sort of thing. Yeah. No, fair enough. We can obviously go over it, but there's no way of telling if it's going to be reliable long term, obviously. So we can tell you what we can see, and obviously how the car drives and how everything's responding. But that doesn't mean, like, in 6 months' time it's going to be good. So it could be good now, but then it starts to develop an issue. Or he's done something to sort of hide the issue, and we won't be able to pick it if he's done that. Normally we're pretty good at picking it, though. Yeah. Yeah. I'd go for the one with the lower case. So as you start to approach 300 is where the issues normally start. Yeah. So if you're looking at any that are closer to 300, I'd probably look away from them, unless they've already had head gaskets or, you know, anything else done. Okay, yeah. For a pre-purchase, probably about a week or two, we'd sort of have to just work out when we can squeeze it in. Those sort of things we can squeeze in. Other things we need to sort of pre-book in advance. Yeah. Yeah, done. Easy. Thanks. My name's Tony. Yeah. No, done. All good. Thanks. See ya.